You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some houses breathe, some remember, and some never forgive. The ones who try to leave.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and yes, the phone number is 855-853-4802 to call and share your real ghost story with us, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Todd, Carol, I'm Tony. How is everyone doing today? You want to see something?
Yeah.
A little scary. And we can't really play it on YouTube here because it's it would make a copyright issue. Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow has they put a new music video out today. It's like a thank you for the years type deal or something. He's plays at Westgate still in Las Vegas, 82 years old.
Oh my God.
And more power to him. That's wonderful. I'm glad if that's what he loves doing and he's having fun doing it.
And if people want to buy tickets, go.
But they, the music video, I'm like, how old is Barry? Cause I'm watching this music video and there's shots of him where it's supposedly he's singing, his lips aren't moving.
one of those things. Was it Frankie Valli that was going around and touring for a while just recently? And like he was falling over on stage, but he was still singing and he looked like a corpse on stage and stuff like that. I think that's who it was.
I think it was too. I mean, it was like, ooh, and this is a because he's a certain style of how he moves his mouth and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody has, but it was like, is this supposed to be a still shot? Or is he, oh no, like you can kind of see the jaws kind of moving. Like it's supposed to be a shot singing.
So it's weird. Watch it before they posted it. It's like, we need to fix that one part.
I don't know. I mean, and I don't know, you know, the guy's had a lot of work done over the years, although he's denied it every time.
Oh, come on.
No, he hasn't denied it. Has he denied it?
I looked it up today. I did a little dive. From what I understand, he's never admitted to it, but it's documented the years he's had it.
God, why not? He got the money.
At this point, he's 82. I can't imagine your face is going to take much more. But... It's like what the fuck happened? Because it's like, it's really bad right now.
So are you saying that it's pulled so tight that he can't move his jaw kind of thing?
No, it's like, it's pulled in weird directions where it shouldn't go. I mean, I'm not trying to be insulting or horrible here, but it's not good. It's not good.
Let me ask you guys this, whether it's plastic surgery or it's something else, because, you know, Elvis had the same thing happen. Elvis ate himself to death pretty much in drugs, and nobody stopped him. Nobody said, hey, Elvis, you got
it. It was Elvis. Nobody wanted to say.
Yeah. Right. So would you want somebody to pull you aside and say, hey, Carol, I love you. I understand. But you're looking a little pulled back, or, you know, Todd, you're putting on some weight. We're really kind of worried. I mean, would you guys have the balls to say that?
I think if you're like, if your job is front facing the public, yeah, you'd want someone to tell you. I would want to know.
Because there's a lot of front facing people in the entertainment industry who do not look good because they've had too much.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably a product of everybody saying, you're great. This is wonderful. Sure, right. Isn't that? And had there been a few more people before some of those choices were made saying, you know, you're good here. Like, don't do more. Like, you're good. Like, you look natural. You look good. But I don't know.
You know,
I mean, there's aging gracefully. I'm okay with like Botox and that's, people do whatever the hell they want to do. I really don't give a shit. But it, like, some of this gets like, holy Jesus, like, what were you thinking? Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's like some sort of cognitive dissonance where people also are not seeing themselves as others see them.
Yeah. But I think that it's like a situation where your life is so about your looks.
Yeah.
And then, because I can't remember who it was, like, you know how news stories pop up on your phone constantly. And it was like some actress, you won't even recognize her now. And I clicked on it and she's old. And I'm like, well, she's like 80.
Yeah.
She looks like she's 80. And so now it's like, that would mess with your head. Because it's like, well, maybe I should have something done. Maybe I should have more done.
Justine Bateman goes through that now because she hasn't had any surgery. Remember her from Family Ties? Mm-hmm. Look up Justine Bateman. People are really rude to her because she looks like she's in her 50s, which is what she is.
Jason Bateman's sister,
and she was on Family Ties.
She was super cute.
Yeah, and I mean, she's still an attractive person.
The shot, the first one that comes up is like really rough, but
of course.
Yeah, she looks like she's in her 50s and someone who didn't do a ton of plastic surgery and shit.
Yeah, and maybe
she
smoked.
Looks fine. And smoked. Like that. It looks like she's probably
maybe drank a little bit, one or the other. But I mean, it's just, leave her alone. If she doesn't want to have the surgery, let her be.
Right.
Yeah. That's up to her. I don't know. People go to some extremes.
I get why they do it, because those voices in their heads, people are like saying mean things. And it's like, if I just have one more surgery and then one more to correct that, because now it doesn't look quite right. And fillers is the other thing. Like, I saw a woman the other day and her face was just too large. Like, it was like, I'm like, I think I know why you're doing that, but.
When the eyebrows are in unnatural places and don't move at any
they're behind her ears. That's where they're at.
It's like, what are we, who said this is a good idea? Like,
why do you always look so damn surprised when I see you? Because your eyebrows are up there. I don't know.
It is hard. It is hard to look in the mirror and see that. And it's like, I get why people do it when you have a very public job, but at the same time, everybody does it. So just own it if you do.
Are they happy with it? And when they're that bad, when it's that bad, or do they not realize that it's that bad?
I have to wonder if they don't always realize.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson, for example, you know, he looked quite different. He went from a black person to a white person, you know, and
Kenny Rogers, but he admitted that it was a big mistake. Like he lost his look. He no longer looked like himself and he realized it, but it was too late.
Burt Reynolds was a rough one too.
But it's hard when, you know, you've had your looks all those years and then
I know,
you're trying to chase it.
That's the thing. Learn to stop chasing. But and here's the deal with it, though. I would imagine, and like, not everybody who has any sort of thing done is a narcissist by any means. But I would imagine statistically, you probably have a lot of narcissists that get work done to probably more to an extreme. And they're not usually very good at seeing how other people see them and understanding the perception that they have with other folks. Just based on their personality. So I'm wondering if that also translates into visually as well, where they see themselves one way and everyone else sees them another, including some sort of visual distortion.
I will just say this, love yourself no matter what that is. Just, you know, we're all going to get old and blah, blah, blah. And if you want to do it and you want your eyebrows behind your ears, that's fine. Go ahead. That's fine. I support that too. Just
get it at a reputable place, like a Chinese buffet or something. Where on the side, they also do piercings and Botox.
There's that.
Because those places exist.
I know we talked about it on the last the last episode. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The Chinese restaurant that has the ear piercings at.
across the street from
BTK's house.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
I need to go drive by that.
You got to go get some Chinese there, Carol. It's delicious. If it's still there.
I gotta look sometime.
And while you're there, get a piercing, whatever, wherever that may be. Just go for it.
I think I will.
They got it. Yeah. A little General Cho's tattoo or something, you know, and get it all done at once.
little nip clip there. It'll be great.
And they have duck sauce. All you can eat right at the counter.
What did Todd suggest I get?
A nip clip.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want.
I'm not. And duck sauce. Don't forget your duck sauce.
They go together so damn well. Exactly. That's the thing.
It's what you get at the BTK chopstick buffet. Restaurant across the street.
The BTK buffet.
BT buffet. It's a new one in Wichita that wouldn't go over very well. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, you can do that. Let's go to a phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi. So I live in a house currently with my parents. I've had to move home again after a while. The house was built in 1908, and we've lived here. Well, my father's owned it for a lot of years. He lived here with his first wife and my two sisters, and then we all moved back when my mom got pregnant with me after my dad and her had married. And in this house, we're all well aware of the hauntings. There are multiple entities here in different areas of the house. When my sisters were living here the first time with my father and his first wife, there was a lot of negative energy going on in the house. My dad and his wife were fighting like crazy all the time, screaming matches downstairs. And my sisters recalled when they were really little that during those fights and things, their beds used to shake and they used to hear scratching on the doors, and they were just perpetually terrified of anything in the hallway. My oldest sister would actually go and run into the bedroom of my next sister in age, and she'd go huddle with her and try to keep her from being too scared of what was going on. And this is, of course, what they've just told me. Since I've been back in the house, we're selling, unfortunately, due to circumstances that are not ideal. I don't think they like very much that we're selling the house. We've been here, we've been owners of this place for such a long time. I think they've kind of gotten used to us, particularly the one upstairs. And when I was little, when we were living here, I recall my sister coming, and so one is her story, one is mine. She woke up in the middle of the night and she thought she heard somebody coming down the stairs. So she came out, and when she looked on the stairs, she saw a woman walking down, and it looked like my mom walking down the stairs. She couldn't see her face. She was just looking at her back. And my mom doesn't sleep very well at night, and my dad snores like crazy, so it's not totally abnormal for her to go sleep on the couch. So my sister was going to offer her bed in a room, and she would go sleep on the couch so it wouldn't hurt my mom's back. But something in her head told her to just go back to bed. And it was strong enough that she did. And she just went back to bed. Before that, she did say, "Maureen," and the figure on the stairs stopped. But she did follow her instincts, and she said, "Okay, I'll go back to sleep." And she went and laid down. And then the next morning, she was talking with my mom, and my mom said she had never been awake in the night. And in my experience, I've always had a really hard time with that area of the house. I get scared there when I'm by myself. It doesn't matter what room I'm in. I feel like I'm not wanted there. And so one night I was sleeping. It was actually really early, like wee hours of the morning. And I saw a shadow walk by my door. I used to be really, really scared of having my door shut at night. So I always had it cracked open, and the shadow went by. It was maybe, I don't know, I didn't have a cell phone. It was the day and age where those things were into commonplace. Maybe four or five in the morning. And I actually got up to check because I wanted to know if maybe one of my parents were awake. My parents were sound asleep. My sister was sound asleep across the way. And nobody else lived in the house. There were no windows casting shadowy light kind of thing, apart from the window in my room shining out and the windows in their bedrooms, which do not face the hallway. I got scared. I ran back to bed. I slammed my door shut and I pulled the covers over my head. And my closet door proceeded to open. Needless to say, I was terrified. So I ran to my parents' room and hopped in bed with both of them. apart from that, I mean, it's been pretty benign in what they are. I know that there's an entity upstairs that isn't a good one because it is terrifying. It's not just that it's there and it exists. I'm scared to go. I'm 25 years old and I'm scared to go up in the middle of the day because I just feel like something is trying to push me back down the stairs. Now, downstairs, we have a lady in white that goes past the doorway to the family room. And on multiple occasions, when there is multiple people in the room, we have seen her peek her head in through the doorway and then slam the door shut to the family room. And I think it's one of those things she's just trying to tell us that she's there. My brother's a medium, and he was able to kind of contact her, more just see, like he had a vision of the house the way it was before anything was done to it, when it was originally built in the 1900s and 1908 area. And the back deck that we have wasn't there before, but there was still a door. And what he saw was a vision of a woman in a white dress standing in the doorway waving at him. And I wouldn't believe it if we hadn't seen her, but she goes by the family room pretty regularly. I brought my brother's dog over one night because I was feeling pretty uncomfortable while my family was away. and I just wanted the little comfort of company. And I'm sitting downstairs eating dinner and watching a TV show in the family room, and Max was just staring at the doorway. It wasn't unsettling because I already knew that she was there, but it was just kind of a confirmation because I know how sensitive animals are to the whole thing. My house is very much alive, even when nobody is here. And I try not to tell too many people that are coming as guests because I don't want them to freak out when something weird happens. Anyways, that's my ghost story for now. I know there's other stuff from different places, so maybe I'll call back another time, and I hope you guys enjoy. I love, love, love listening to your podcast. It is so much fun and really awesome connecting with people who also believe in, you know, things that we can't explain. Anyways, my name's Rachel. Have a great day. Bye.
Creepy story.
Well, she has the sweetest voice and is telling a really creepy, haunted story about this house that I think she's pretty much lived in her whole life.
Yeah.
Because she said her dad's owned it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And almost like the way she talks about them, like, you know, the woman in white, this is what she does. There's the terrifying one upstairs. And like, they all know about them.
Yeah. Maybe a house where it'd be great to have a bunch of Ring cameras all over the place.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, they're almost referring to them like they're living beings, which I think is a good thing in a lot of cases. I find it sad that she is so frightened of whatever's upstairs that she won't even go up there in the middle of the day. Like, that to me is sad because she seems like a relatively nice person and, you know, is dealing with all this stuff. It's just sad to hear somebody talk about how they're so frightened that they won't go upstairs.
Oh, I get that, though.
let me just say this. Look, I'm Satan. I know people. She comes across real nice. You haven't seen her other side.
Rachel isn't so sweet.
Rachel, what aren't you telling us?
What are you not telling us?
Oh, there's a lot. Old Satan knows. Old Satan don't forget. It'll come out someday. You don't know that. I can't grasp about the future. I can tell the future. There will someday be a mini series about all of the things she's hiding. Just so you know.
Wow.
And it'll be called So Rachel. That's So Rachel, I guess.
And
is
it's
going to
star Raven Simone.
but Raven's going to be 72 years old by the time it comes out.
It should be Rachel Simone, someone no one's ever heard of.
Rachel Simone. It was like, oh, I remember her. Yeah, no, you don't. There you go. Let's do another ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
This is Christina calling from Houston, Texas. I would like to share a story that happened to me just recently, I would say about a month ago. Prior to this, I would like to share something that happened to me before this even happened in that same house. One day, my dad and I were talking in the living room, and then all of a sudden, we heard about four loud knocks. And mind you, I thought this was coming from outside, but I was thinking that's quite impossible because the outside, it has like an outer brick layer, and whoever would pound that hard four times, four knocks, from the outside would really hurt their fists. So I was just like, that's impossible. That can't happen. And I was really wondering what it was, but it was feeling like it sounded like from either the inside of the house or maybe in the walls, which is quite weird. But it stopped me and my dad dead in our tracks right when we heard those four knocks. So a couple months go by. And then one day I'm just walking outside. We're in this corner lot. This was before I moved out of the house about a month ago. We're on the corner of this cul-de-sac. I hear my name being called by a woman. And it's just like I hear, Christina. So I turn around and thinking somebody's, you know, trying to call me, someone I don't even know, and no one is there. So I get home later after that, and the next day goes by. And I told my mom, I'm like, you know what was weird? I heard my name being called. And she told me, no way, no way at all. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, later, I think it was the same day, maybe even within the same week, she heard her name being called, but it was like her maiden name. So it's kind of weird that she heard that. And it was like a woman's voice. That's what she told me. Several months go by after that. And this happened to me right before I moved out. This is just recently, which, like I said, a month ago. I had my bedroom window open and I'm on the second floor of this house. I had the window open usually at night so the cool breeze can get in and stuff like that. So it was cold. I'm falling asleep and I get to that point of, you know, I'm almost.
Is she gone?
No, my computer did something weird. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I am the person who was at the computer store earlier today.
Right.
So give me just a second. I can see if I can get her back. I think it's paranormal.
I was okay. Going
to
say.
I got it back. I got it back.
All right.
Here we go.
Going to close my eyes and go to bed. But I hear a, hey. And I think nothing of it. It's around midnight, maybe 1 in the morning that I hear this. And I'm like, okay, this is odd. So a couple of days go by, like I'd say two days. And then I hear a hey again. And this hey sounded like the girl that called my name outside. So it's kind of weird. But it felt like it was coming from the inside of my room, which is quite odd. I thought nothing of it the next time I heard a hey again. Then I think about 2, maybe 3 days go by. And it's the middle of the night around 2 to 3 a.m. And then I'm already asleep. But then I hear, and by the way, guys, I'm a light sleeper. So any noise I hear, I kind of like can waken up really fast unless I'm like really dead tired. But I hear the same voice that said, hey, and Christina that called me outside, call my name, but it sounded like it was really deep inside my room. And I hear Christina and I'm freaking out. I get up. I'm like, no way. You call my name. You're inside my room. And I'm getting goosebumps by the time I'm talking to you guys right now about this, but I hear my name and I get up. I go to my mom's room. I'm freaking out. I said, did you call me? Because I thought it was her. And of course she's not. She's asleep. So I get up. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is freaking me out. So I sleep in her room for a couple hours. Then I go back to bed in my own room. But that whole moment freaked me out. And I'm still having goosebumps right now as I talk to you guys about this. But I just thought to share the story. And I hope you did enjoy it. Love you guys.
That's creepy.
I'm sorry, but if I hear my name like that, I'm out.
Like, I only heard it once, but it wasn't my name. It was my dog's. And it was like right in my ear.
That's weird. Why your dog?
I don't know. Because I was like, man, mess with me. That's one thing, but not with my dog. And so, that is so creepy, though, because I think the first time she heard it, she was in another place. And the next time she hears it, she's in bed at night.
Yeah. So it seems like it's not that location that's necessarily haunted. Sounds like whatever is trying to contact her is going to go anywhere it needs to do that, you know?
Yeah. And then the mom heard her voice called as well.
See, something's going on there. That is not.
That's not normal.
No, it's not. The only thing that I ever had, is right when my mom was passing away. Like, you know, when your parents are sick and you know they're basically dying, but it could be today, it could be tomorrow, right? It's a tough place to be in. Mm-hmm. And I remember I think it was the night before my mom passed away, I had a voice that I heard that was really loud. And the words were, he is my only son, and I am her only son. But that's what I heard when I was sleeping. That's what kind of like woke me out of my sleep. Except it wasn't my mom's voice. It was a male voice. Now that was freaky in itself. And then we had some stuff actually happen around her death right after she passed away. We had some stuff where my sisters and I all were kind of connected, and some of it involved doors in our house that were normally open that were closed for some reason, or vice versa, door that's always closed in one of their houses was open. So, and it all happened at the same time. So, I mean, we definitely had some stuff going on around her passing, but to hear he is my only son was really freaking freaky to me. So I can't imagine if I would have heard my voice whispered, that would have been it for me. I'd be on a slow boat to China or whatever that song is about.
Cause I think if you were a person of strong faith, then you would think it's Jesus or something. He is my only son would be like God speaking
about Jesus or me
about Jesus. And like she's going to the arms of Jesus is how you would take it. Maybe.
Well, she was religious. I was not. And also, that's not how I'd expect Jesus to sound like. I think I would expect Jesus to sound more like Tony's Satan version. But it was just kind of weird. Yeah, it was different.
That is really, really strange. And in her case, I don't know what that is.
No, like, but I almost feel like she needs, if she's interested, I feel like she should start the recorder on her phone and start asking questions. If she's interested. If she doesn't want to know, then don't do that.
Do you want to know?
Right. That's the question.
Sometimes you open that door, you can't shut that.
Absolutely. You're right.
Well, if somebody is listening on the audio, they don't know this, but if you're watching the YouTube video, you saw Tony exit.
It's quite an exit.
So anybody who's like, why isn't Tony chiming in on this? That would be why. So
epically leaving was awesome. So.
Yeah, he did it like going down a staircase. It was really adorable.
And then he came back up and then he walked out.
Exited in a very Tony sort of way.
Yeah.
So I guess that leaves me to ask, am I supposed to do the outro?
Do you have the outro? Yeah. Do you have the music and stuff?
So let me get it. I think I got everything right here in front of me.
All right.
Let's give it a shot. So nope, not that one. No, I don't know what that one was. How about that
there
one.
There you go. Like it.
So yes. If you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can be a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, access to the archive, and advanced episodes. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.